This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 153. We're starting a brand new franchise in the month of May. We're starting the Die Hard franchise. We're going to start off with the first hit movie for Bruce Willis, Die Hard from 1988, directed by John McTiernan. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and my co-host is...
Nate, from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, how long has it been since you've seen Die Hard?
You know what? It's been a minute. I watched it. Maybe it came out on 4K... two or three years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
I think I watched it then. So maybe like 3 years. I say 3 years. It's been like 3 years since I watched it. I do like it. I've seen it a number of times, but I don't revisit it super often.
You know, it's crazy. I always catch this on TV. Like, it's something, it's always on TV. So, like, honestly, I can't give you like an actual timeline of when I have not seen it, because honestly, when it's on TV, I watch it wherever it's cut
from.
You've
seen it periodically over the years when it comes on TV.
Yeah. So if I actually put all those pieces together, I saw it for like 10 years straight. If you really.
I've been watching this movie for 10 consecutive years.
That's not funny.
That's pretty good.
But anyway, you guys know how we're going to do it here on the show. We're going to give you guys some Rotten Tomatoes scores, and then right into our actual movie review. Me and Nate's going to give you guys our thoughts on the actual film from 1988. So starting it off with Rotten Tomatoes scores, let's see what the critics and the audience have to say about Die Hard. Nate?
This is, you know what? And this, last week when we announced that this was coming up, I said, I feel like Die Hard is one of those, like, to me, it's one of those Mount Rushmore action franchises. That's what I called it. Now, I didn't look at anything, but these Rotten Tomatoes scores might verify. I mean, not far off, probably. This has a 94% critic score. This has a 94% audience score. They are right on the same number, and that's a high number, 94 each. So, beloved, it's one of those movies that everyone knows Die Hard.
You know, it's funny because we covered the Rambos here, and I don't even think one of the Rambos hit 90-something. Except maybe Rambo 1. I could be off. Maybe Rambo 1.
First Blood was close. I think it was like high 80s.
Yeah, but I don't think it hit like 94 between the audience and critics. And then then if we look at the Arnold Schwarzenegger, the only one that I could think of is T2, hit the 100 mark. I believe it hit a straight perfect.
It was in the high 90s too, I think.
Yeah, like 98, 99 or something like that. But anyway, it doesn't even matter, because those three action hero juggernauts of heroes that we all look up to, if we all sit down and go, who are the action heroes in our eyes, Mount Rushmore, Nate wants to say, Stallone, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis, and then
the Planet Hollywood boys, yeah. Right? I mean, it's the Planet Hollywood guys. If you look at their output amount of action movies, and we've done Stallone month, we've done Arnold month. Don't worry, we're doing Die Hard, but we are doing a Bruce Willis month in the future. So I think you're right. To me, if I'm picking like three of the top four all time action stars, the three of them are 1, 2, and 3. In any order, you decide.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, I can't even think of, I mean, even if you break it down to martial arts, I mean, it'll be Bruce Lee, Jackie Chan, Jet Li. I mean, the ones that people are recognized that are in front of these cameras more. I mean, I bet there's other peoples that I really don't know, and I hope we get to tackle on this movie. I've been pushing some martial arts over this channel. I've been doing it as much as we could, but we do have a schedule and we have to follow it. So that's why tonight, today, this podcast is actually going to be tackling some Die Hard and give you guys another Mount Rushmore of action heroes for you guys. So let's start it off. Nate starts this always off with the lead character, Bruce Willis, John McClane.
Yeah, so this is just a great movie. Die Hard's a great movie. And one of the reasons it's a great movie, one of many, is its lead character. I think John McClane is one of the best action movie lead characters that there is. Number one, in this movie especially, you know, he's a New York cop, NYPD. He's in LA, kind of hates it, you know. I always love the part where he's in the event. Come out west. It'll be nice. Whatever. You know what I mean? When he's like crawling through the thing. Yeah. You know, we have a couple of laughs. Yeah. He has the New York attitude.
Yeah.
You know, which I love. It's a good character for an action movie. Really, you have, there is the whole thing with him and his wife. You know, they're separated. They're not divorced, but she's using her maiden name. And there's like, before the action kicks in, you're developing his character. You know, he's a hardcore guy, you know, no nonsense street cop guy. Then he's got the thing with the wife. But then when she leaves, you could tell he's like, you know, he's like, you're so stupid. Why'd you do that? And he wants to be a good, I love it. He got kids. They develop a lot in a little bit of time at the beginning. No. And then once the action kicks in, I mean, I love Bruce Willis in this movie. I think he's funny. I think he looks great. You know what I mean? Like, he's not Arnold or Stallone where he's like super buff, but he looks fit. You know, he looks like a fit guy. I love him in this. I give him a 5. I think John McClane, he's got great one-liners. He's got great. He's a good character. He's interesting. He's fun to watch. He has a lot of personality, but he never goes over the top with it. He's always right on that line of, he seems like a funny, regular guy who's in this crazy situation and is able to outsmart them a little bit. So yeah, 5 for me. I love him.
Yeah. I mean, everything you said is spot on. I totally agree with you in terms of whole body type here. I mean, he is what you want to call a typical average man of action hero, right? Like an everyday man that you could put yourself in the same situation going, that could have been me, right? I mean, I even think if I really put out of all these action heroes that I see and I go, who resembles me the most? I will say John McClane, because I am one of the most sarcastic bastards you could ever meet.
That's true. That's true. This could be you. You could be in Die Hard.
I could be Die Hard. I could be Al McClane. Yeah. Like, you never know. Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, yeah. But anyway, but all jokes aside, you're absolutely right. He fits the mold of an action hero, but not as much as the other guys, right? Those guys are juggernauts. These guys take out, I mean, armies upon armies, but not John McClane. And it's such a typical storyline, right? A terrorist group comes in and he is stuck in a party where his wife is, you know, in an office party. And he has to now save these people and this damn building, right? Like, I mean, he didn't have to, but oh, he was there for his vacation. And it's always the wrong place at the wrong time with John McClane. He reminds me of a Jack Reacher. Like, if you really think of Jack Reacher, because I've read the book, so, and I don't want people to be like, oh, but what are you talking about? The meaning is that Jack Reacher is always in the wrong place at the wrong time where, you know, bad guys find him or he's in a situation that he never wants to be in. And that's John McClane. I mean, we're going to tackle all 5 films, and I guarantee you, not all the 5 films, he's at the wrong place at the wrong time. And I love it, though, and it makes it so much fun because it's a realistic approach to these action heroes. It's not one of those generic action tropes. You know what I mean? They take his kids and now he has to go and get them. No, he went to an office party. He traveled from New York to California.
The giant teddy bear.
With a big ass teddy bear, right? And he's just there. He's getting ready. He has no clothes. I mean, he has no shoes. And, you know, something happens and he has to now save. And he's straight up, no sneakers, running across buildings. And I liked it. I agree with you. I gave him a perfect because John McClane, as in character, he has to be top 3 on any action character there is. You got Rambo, you got Terminator T-800, and then you have John McClane. Those are the 3 big action characters known to man. I don't care what anyone says. The pinnacle of action hero characters are T2, Rambo, John McClane. That is it. There's no other, right? I mean, not John Wick, but that's the newest. That's the newest.
John Wick
generation.
Is up there. Maybe you could say, even though it's a different style, a character like Dirty Harry, very famous, you know.
Yeah,
Mad Max. Like, these are known, but I feel like John McClane, iconic. You know, like, you look at the Die Hard battery commercials. Who they got in there? Bruce Willis as John McClane, recreating stuff like. Just super iconic. He's up there. He's way up there. Yeah,
I totally agree. And I mean, before we go to the villain, my favorite scene is when he's talking to my man Argyle, right? And he's in the limo. Is so calm, right? And he's like, "Why are you talking to me, Argyle?"
You ask a lot of questions.
Yeah. And then he's like, "Come on, man. I used to be a taxi driver, man." He goes, "What happened? Your wife divorced you?" He goes, "You're always right, Argyle."
You can tell he's annoyed, but he's trying to be polite. Yeah. And then he becomes kind of like Argyle's, like almost like his little sidekick out there, and you know, at times.
Yeah, so, I mean, so it's actually really fun. I just love the way his personality. Like I said, if I had to pick a hero, that would be me. I'm one of the most sarcastic. If everyone knows me, I'm very sarcastic, like John McClane. Yeah. But with that said, 5 across the board on this one. Let's check out main villain, because this is where me and Nate always go up the pole, because we really don't know what this villain. Main villain, Hans Gruber, played by Rick Allen, right? I'm Rick Allen.
No, Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman. Yeah, Professor
Snape. In, I believe, his like debut role. This was like his first big role. Ooh. Amazing. I mean, you know, sometimes there's villains and you watch them on screen, right? And when we're doing these podcasts, it depends on what they bring to the table. If, let's say, the character or the actor's not amazing, okay, but like, did they fight with the hero? Did they do certain things? You know, you try to bump it up. But sometimes there's just a character that's so engaging to watch on screen that you can't help it. But like, I love Hans Gruber. I absolutely love him. As far as a mastermind, you know, of running an operation, he's incredible. He's incredible. He's one step ahead of everyone. But John McClane is like a thorn in his side. Yeah. He's way ahead of the cops that are outside. He's ahead of the FBI. He's ahead of everybody. But freaking, he was not counting on John McClane being in there. That whole dynamic of like, everything would have went exactly how he wanted it, pretty much, if John McClane didn't happen to show up on this day at this time. Alan Rickman's performance is great. I love the accent. I love when he shoots he gets his own hands bloody. He shoots the Japanese dude right and they blast him. You know what I mean? He's not averse to action, but he has henchmen, obviously. You know, like, they're more. But the line after he shoots the Japanese guy and he says he won't be joining us for the rest of his life. Such a great, like, yeah. And apparently he ad-libbed that. He made that up on the spot. Mm. And when you could just make up such a, like, iconic villain line. I mean, I love him. I love Hans Gruber. And down the line, there's a character related to him. And I don't like to do spoilers too much ahead, but I also love that guy. But Hans Gruber, he was a perfect, like, this is like Batman Joker to me, as far as like in an action movie, they are perfect. The scene where he's pretending to be a hostage, he's like, no, please, don't shoot, don't shoot. And then by the end, John McClane's like, you thought I believed, like, you really believe he thinks he's a guy, but then you realize he didn't put bullets in the gun. He knows it's him. It's so good. I gave him a 5 too. I love him. I think he's great.
Yeah, look, I agree with you across the board. I gave him a 5 also. He is so entertaining on screen. And I love the line where they show Lucy McClane on the TV. And he goes, what are we going to see your parents? He's like, come home. And he went, pip, pip, pip. And he picked up the letter. Imagine dramatic. He picks up the photo and goes, nice to meet your acquaintance, Mrs. McClane. He runs out and he took 2 shots. Oh, yes. I love it.
He's a mad buck, 2 shots right in the air right there.
Yeah, he did. Nice to meet your acquaintance, Mrs. McClane. No, but I thought he was really good. He was very, like you said, very smart. But the other scene that I was like, this dude is not playing. When your boy Cocaine Head, he was like, hey, John, booby.
on the walkie-talkie?
Yeah, he goes, you know, he tells him what, I totally forgot the dialogue, but you know what I'm talking about. Like, he tells him, he's like,
come on, you know, we're not friends. We know each other.
Yeah, he goes, we're not friends. We just met today. Don't play with him. Hans, I know the man you are. He was like, you better tell him. He just shot his ass.
Yeah. See, that's why he's great too. Like, he shoots people. He gets it. He shoots them himself.
Yeah. I mean, it works so well. But then you got the other side, which you didn't talk about. Then you got the other side where Mrs. McClane comes and says, if you want people to use the bathroom, there's a pregnant lady. Can you get... He was very concerned. Like, he was very, like, nice. Like, he wasn't
inclined to just shoot random people.
No, he was a nice...
They pissed him off and did stuff dead.
And then the other part, he was like, you better treat me nice because now this became... what was it? It became a kidnapping. Yeah. He said, we moved up to kidnapping now. He's like, you gotta be nice to me.
Yeah, remember
too,
I like the part where he calls, like, when he's making his demands and he wants them to free all these. You're like, who the heck is that? He's like, I saw it on a
magazine
TV show.
Yeah, he said on a magazine.
Yeah, the Asian in China or whatever. It's so funny.
No, I agree with you. Look, I gave him a 5 too. He's a perfect across the board. I mean, that's a villain. He's up there with, like, Goldfinger, 007. I mean, I'm talking about action. I'm not talking about all the other villains, like, known to man. But if we look at action, Javier Bardem in Skyfall, I think he's a perfect villain. You got now Hans Gruber, and then you got Goldfinger with Sean Connery, which we're going to hit up also on.
He'd be a great Bond villain. He's not in Bond, but he'd be a great Bond villain, Hans Gruber.
Hans Gruber would have been awesome. He would have been a very good monster mind. Oh, yeah. That would have been
pretty good.
That would have been pretty good. Okay, now, action scenes.
Okay, so you know what? I mean, I'm going to keep the train rolling here, and I'm not trying to sound like, oh, well, you know, Die Hard's famous. You know what? It's very popular and famous for a reason. The thing has a lot. This movie got a lot of action. Got a lot of action and it's got a lot of variants to the action. Most of it's gunplay. All right. You know, you get a lot of guns, but the one, like, I we've talked about it. This is 150 something episodes. I've said it. Just shooting scenes are not my favorite scenes, but there's one scene in here where they just unload such an ungodly amount of bullets when he's trying to hide, when they're busting all, he's like, shoot the glass. And he starts shooting all the glass. And, like, you know, like, that whole scene, it's awesome. He fights the guy in the first guy who comes to kill him, and he fights them and he tries to take his shoes, but they're too small. He kills them and they fall down the stairs. So you get some hand-to-hand fighting. And you get some sneaking around. You know, John McClane doing a lot of running up and down these stairs, doing all this stuff. And you know what I love? The attention to detail. The shoes, the barefoot thing, that could have been like just a throwaway. You know, he left the room without his shoes. No, nobody cares to think about it. But they factored it in. He's like, oh, shoot. He's constantly trying to get shoes and boots and he can't. Then they're like, shoot the glass. And he's got to step on the glass. His feet get all jacked up. You know, and then it becomes like an obstacle for him. And I love the attention to all that detail. Everything makes sense. Like all the action scenes and everything that happens action wise makes sense and leads to what happens after. You get a huge explosions. You get people falling off. You get a little bit of everything. But in a 2-hour movie, there's a lot of action. There's good talking. There's good story. There's good interactions. But there's enough. And it's very, very well shot. John McTiernan, I mean, we're going to be doing more of it. We've done some of his movies, Rollerball, but we're going to be doing more of his movies, Predator, this. So he's on both ends of the spectrum. He's got some amazing and some crap. He's a great director of action. I gave it a 5. I didn't have any issues with it, especially for 1988. The way it's executed is it could have been in the mid-90s even, you know, and it's my style of action. So it's a 5 for me.
Man, you don't need to apologize, man. Fuck that. Just because it's a classic, you don't need to apologize.
Yeah, I already hear the people like, yeah. Oh, you're just saying that because it's...
No, I don't care. That shit. We're here to give an honest opinion. If the action stunk, I would be like, this action stinks. But guess what? This action does not fucking stink. This action is actually really good. This action still holds up. I will say that. The action doesn't even look fake at all. In 4K is enhanced to the bone. I mean, they totally did the work on this and I loved it. It worked so well in this movie. I love even when they had my man Carl Winslow from The Family Matters getting shot up in the
car. I called him Carl Winslow the whole time.
Yeah, I call him Carl Winslow. That's all he is. Yeah. And you know, even that sets up everything, right? The relationship between Al and John McClane from the floor until the top. So everything works so well. You're absolutely right. The explosions on top, the final explosion. We're not even talking about the explosion when my man threw the detonators down because they were trying to shoot the ACP, whatever the hell it is, those tanks. And he's like, oh, I'm going to make you going to stop. And he took the seat and he didn't know how many he put. It was a big ass explosion.
Yeah.
But awesome. I liked it. It was great. I mean, you're right. It has suspenseful. I mean, some stuff is out of the reach. Come on. The whole duct tape in the back. There's no way my man could grab that gun with that type of duct tape. And how did he set it up that perfect? We really don't know. But it doesn't matter. It's the movie magic, baby. Look, dude, I think this action sequence is top notch. And you know what? I might even dare say it because we already did Terminator. We already did the Rambo. I got to say, this if we're taking Terminator 1. And I'm not taking Terminator 2. That's a sequel.
No.
Right?
No. And First
Terminator
Blood.
1, First Blood, and this movie, I got to say Die Hard is the best out of the three. I don't know. You might say I'm dumb. You might say I'm stupid.
I you know what? I'm not. And I love all those movies. Yeah, I love all three.
We all do. Yeah.
But as far as a pure action movie, this is the one. I think this is the one out of because Terminator's sci-fi horror action and First Blood's a drama with some action. This is an action movie with some action.
Yeah.
And some jokes.
I mean,
and you know what else? Yeah. R-rated. Blood. People get shot. Blood shoots out. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, look, if we really stack the first of the holy trilogy of action heroes, I mean, look, you got Terminator has that great police station scene. It's really good. I mean, you have all the other scenes too with the T1, you know, when they all, you know, when they're fighting the actual skeleton version towards the end. But if you really like the pure, like you said, pure action, this movie gives it to you. I'm stamping it a 5 for approval because this movie deserves it. Yes. Nate gave it a 5 also. Let's get to storyline.
Okay. So here's where the fives take a little dip, but that's okay. Take a little dip because something you said way early on that I 100% agree with. This is a fairly standard storyline. And we're just scoring the storyline. And the storyline is some terrorists trying to take, you know, get this money, this Nakatomi. There's Bonds. This corporation, yep, that they don't agree with what they're doing in other parts of the world. These German guys. And they want this like hundreds of millions of dollars in bonds and, you know, and then there's a hostage situation. Where it's a little bit different is, and there's like the one hero who fights against all these guys, right? That's a kind of a standard classic storyline. So it's nothing exceptional. Where I do think, though, is it is very solidly written. Everything, like I said, everything makes sense. Everything leads to another thing. You know, like I said, they pay attention to detail. It's not nothing, you know, too sure. There's some corny one-liners. Yes. But there's some real funny one-liners too. And I think the injection of humor helps the movie too, because this is not an action comedy, but it's an action with some comedy, yeah, which is great. Like it makes it just makes it fun to watch. In my opinion, I love that they said it at Christmas. You know, we won't get into the, is it a Christmas movie or not debate. It's, yeah. I mean, technically it's not, but it's set at Christmas, but it adds to some fun stuff. There's some Christmas music in there. We get a little bit of Run DMC at the beginning. You know, I like it. I think the storyline is good, really good. I give it a 4 because at the end of the day, the plot is very straight ahead. It's the execution and the characters and all that that makes it better, but it's still a really good, solid storyline. So I gave it a 4.
Look, I agree with you 100%. I gave it a 4 also. I didn't see the storyline as the strong suit of the movie, where I think the action is what's more superior in this film. I will say is that this movie, what made this movie what it is a Bruce Willis, the villain, and the action. Mm-hmm. Other than that, yep, the storyline was just a basic storyline to get you from point A to point B, and it worked very well. You're absolutely right. Was there flaws? Yeah, there was flaws, but yeah, it's so minimal that the time flew. By the time I put the 4K in, the time just flew. And I was like, this is an action movie that I'm just so dying to see now in our generation that we're not even getting no more. It's like, yeah, it's like pulling teeth. This is not John Wick Part 10 by the time we start watching more action movies. It's just that people are not taking the time to write good action films, and it's all rushed, or is the same style of a popular version of a movie that we already saw. Like, it's nothing new. So, look, with that, I gave it a 4. I think the storyline is very strong. I think it's a great storyline, but I don't think it falls on that perfect storyline. I think the Terminator 1, Rambo, or Die Hard, this is going to be, I say, the third of the two, because I think Rambo First Blood, and I think Terminator has a stronger storyline.
Yes, I agree. Okay, overall. So this, it's a 4.5 for me. It's not quite a 5. And most of that is because of the storyline is kind of whatever. It is, you know, I agree with you. You know, we were in the chat talking about the runtime. I don't think it feels long, in my opinion. But I also really love watching Bruce Willis. And the best part is when Bruce Willis is not on screen, usually Hans Gruber is on screen. And they're both equally watchable. You know what I mean? So there's no like dead space. Maybe when Carl Winslow's at the gas station and all that, like, okay, they could have cut that. He's buying a bunch of Twinkies and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I get they want to introduce his character, but that part's kind of not necessary. So little things here and there that they could have trimmed. And again, some of the dialogue's a little wonky, but for the most part, I think the dialogue's good. I personally think it fits the time it was made, and it's not as cheesy as most other 80s movies, in my opinion. I don't find the movie cheesy at all, but some of the dialogue may be a little corny here and there. Either way, a 9 out of 10, so a 4.5. And you know what's funny? When I was watching this, if you look at the credits, you got a lot of, look, Joe Silver, one of the producers in this, right? Like an all-time action movie producer. You got Stephen E. D'Souza as one of the writers. Now, he's not a big name, but you might know him as a director of a great movie called Street Fighter. Directed Street Fighter with Jean-Claude Van Damme. And you got director of photography. Okay, the DP is Jan de Bont. We know him because we reviewed Speed. We reviewed Twister.
Speed 2.
And then John McTiernan. Speed 2. And then John McTiernan directing. Like, it's like a lot of people who went on to do a lot of other action movies. Street Fighter sucks, but people like it. You know what I mean? And Twister's amazing. And Speed is amazing. And he was just the DP on this. He learned a lot. The Die Hard tree spreads out. So a 4.5 for me. I love this movie.
You know what, man? I'm just going to say, I gave it a perfect. I gave it a 5. It's just a blend of everything that works so well. Yeah, there is dead spots. You said it. There's tons of dead spots. Even my man Walter Peck is in the damn movie and pisses me off. Oh, the guy from Ghostbusters. Oh, yeah. And I was like, you know what? He's a douche in Ghostbusters. He's a douche in this one, too. But it worked. He's a mini villain, right? Because he's the one that, you know, he gets punched in the face in the end of the film. But it worked. To me, it worked very well. Now, this is what I will say with Die Hard. I know we keep comparing it to the Terminator 1s and First Blood, right?
We do what we want.
I think when it comes as an overall package, I got to say for me, if I have to rank those three, I will say Die Hard will fall between the two for me. Because I think Rambo First Blood for me, in terms of storyline, will be number one. I think Rambo has a great, strong drama storyline. Whereas Terminator, if we want to flip the script and go sci-fi horror, that's number one. And I think pure action would be Die Hard. So those three of the pillars of action is so great. It's holding up the action genre. And I'm telling you, in terms of Die Hard as a perfect, there's no way I cannot find anyone that could hate this damn movie. There's no way. And I will say this before I end my rant here is Die Hard to me is not an 80s movie. It looks like an 80s movie.
It doesn't feel like it.
No, it felt like you said it. It's more early 98 to 99 hitting the new era of 2000. Like, I don't think it's the earlier, because the earlier was more campy and corny action. Whereas to me, I think it was more 98, 99 when the Matrix started to come across. Like, real pure action started to kick in again.
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely ahead of its time, in my opinion, as far as just the feel of it. Because I know this came out in 88 because I know stuff. But if you just showed me this and I had never really watched movies and you told me, oh, this came out in 1995, I'd be like, yeah, I believe it. It feels like it came out in the mid 90s. So I'm not going to argue with you. I think it doesn't feel, it's not a typical 80s movie. At all.
It don't. And honestly, I will say this. You put that 4K in, it will not look like an 80s movie. Except the music and the nice Die 4K. Hard. The 4K is best. Pick it up. All right, Nate. Nice. Total points.
Total points for me is a 23.5. We got a heavy hitter here, folks. You know the drill. We're action movie guys. We're not about to sit here and pretend like these classic action movies don't deserve their rightful place. This absolutely deserves its rightful place as one of the, first of all, a franchise starter to a very strong franchise. Is every entry amazing? No. But is it a strong franchise? Yes. Iconic. Bruce Willis, an iconic role, an action star. Bruce Willis, he is a movie star. You know what I mean? You know how you have like the great, amazing actors and then you have the movie stars? Bruce Willis was a movie star. And this was the one that put him into that category. Die Hard. And after that, he just made a bunch of other movie star movies. So I love it. 23.5 out of 25.
Yeah, look, I mean, we said everything across the board. We brought in history. We brought in the actual pillars of action. I will say I gave this a 24 out of 25. It's near perfect in terms of a film, in terms of where this thing falls in terms of action. I think it's one of the best action, you said it, for starter. I mean, a pilot to an action franchise, you got to mimic Die Hard. Somewhere, somehow, you got to get that type of formula into your film if you want it to be successful, where I think John Wick did the exact same formula, if you really think about it. Yeah, other than that, Nate, what's coming up?
Yeah, so a great start to the new month, Die Hard. Now, we are on our journey through the decades up the river of time. We are now arriving at the 90s. So our first 90s movie, next episode, very excited to talk about this one. Face Off. Little John Woo movie. I don't know if you ever heard of it. Face Off. And then, of course, our first episode next week will be Die Hard 2, Die Harder. No one ever says that part of the name, but that's part of the title. Die Hard 2, Die Harder. So looking forward to that one.
All right, guys, if you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix More Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to YouTube.com/GeeksAndFlicks and check out the video versions of the podcast. If you want to take us on the go, search for Action Movie Guys on Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and Apple Podcasts. Just hit the search bar, hit Action Movie Guys. And of course, now we have a website. Go to www.geeksandflicks.com. Check it out. We have video, audio, all in one package for you guys. You can check it out there instead of taking it on the go. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nate Flix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.